Good morning. It's Wednesday the 27th.
Competitor day. And the picture is not flattering.
How so?
April seats. We grew 1.1% year on year. Air Link grew 12.5. SAA 11.6.
So we sat still.
Basically. Total market up 4%. We took none of the growth. Share held at 49 on FlightAware, but on ASAP PAX, we're down 2.25 points.
Where did it hurt the most?
The Durban-Joburg corridor, both directions, DR to JNB market up nearly 10%. Our share dropped 8 points. SAA added 14,000 seats on that leg. Airlink another 3.5.
And we?
Down 2,900 seats. Same story reversed on JNB to DUAR. Share down 7.6 points, SAA up 11,000.
That's the spine of the trunk network. How are we doing financially on it?
Yields up 26% year on year, load factor barely moved. So we got paid, but we didn't show up. Competitors took the volume growth. We took the price.
Is that a strategy or a miss?
That's the question for the room.
What about the cross-border stuff?
Harare-Joburg. We doubled capacity year on year. Took 5.5 points of share off Airlink and ZAA. Revenue up 79%. Yield gave back about 8% to do it.
Worth it?
Load factor still 93. So yeah, the seats are filling. We're trading yield for share on a thin route. Defensible.
Anything in the news flow that matters?
The DA is calling a parliamentary hearing on SAA safety and SACALA oversight. Not actionable for us today, but worth tracking. If SAA gets pinched on capacity, that hands us back what we lost.
Right. Set the headline period quickly.
May month to date through the 26th. Revenue up 18.4%. Yield up 37.3%. Load factor down 10.5 points.
So price led. Volume back.
Revenue per flight up 23%. The yield strategy is working on the PE and L, just not on share.
Forward curve?
May's tracking 10.5 points behind where we'd expect by now. June's 9 behind. Both months are soft.
Anything bright?
Zanzibar's running 54 points ahead of curve for June. Mauritius 31 ahead. The leisure long hauls are the bright spot.
Worst behind?
Cape Town Hoedspruit and George Lanceria are both 36 points behind for May. Capacity is small, but the gap is loud.
And the RAND?
Weakened 11.3% month on month, 1635. Cost base is mostly dollar, so that's pressure coming.
Fuel?
Down 12% month on month in dollars, so the RAND move partly offsets. Net mild positive on jet before hedges.
Anything on Port Elizabeth I should know?
Cape Town PLZ load factor softened, yield negative, treating it as seasonal, nothing to lead with.
Fine. Give me the questions for exec.
One. On Durban-Joburg both directions, we lost roughly 7,000 seats while SAA added 25,000. Is that a deliberate yield call or a scheduling miss?
Good. Second.
Total domestic market grew 4%. We grew 1. If competitors are absorbing post-COMA recovery faster than us, what's our capacity plan for the second half?
I'll add a third. On the forward curve, May and June are both running about 10 points behind. Is sales activating anything or are we trusting the close and book?
Worth asking. Closing yield's been bailing us out, but it's not a plan.
Right, that's the brief.
Have a good one. Actually, before we wrap, Cape Town PLZ deserves a closer look. We added a third more capacity, the market grew nearly 50%, and our share still dropped 3 points. Airlink added 2,000 seats, we added almost 6,000, and yield went negative 6.4 with load factor down 9.8. That's not seasonal, that's us pouring capacity in and discounting to fill it.
Right, so flag that one to exec. As a capacity discipline question, not a seasonality note. Have a good one.